With our first look at what it says in today's papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
Well, the reaction of commentators to some of the decisions Simon Harris made on his first day in the job are mixed. The photographers had a field day. Pictures of the new Taoiseach, his wife Caoimhe, and their two children, Saoirse and Cillian, are carried on the front of most of today's papers. Taoiseach and awe is the headline in the Irish Sun, while the Irish Daily Mail opts for a very sweet shot on its front page of Mr. Harris holding his daughter Saoirse in his arms. My daddy, the new Taoiseach, is the headline there. Moving away from the cute stuff, the Mail also runs with another headline on its front page referring to how the rumblings have started over yesterday's reshuffle. Under the lead headline, Harris plays it safe on first day in job, the Irish Independent suggests, meanwhile, that the new Taoiseach put geography ahead of gender as he promoted men from the Midlands and Munster. Philip Ryan also writes that the decision to leave most of Leo Varadkar's team in place was made because it was felt that the civil service would run rings around new ministers if there was wholesale change. Ryan also has it that former Taoiseach Sir Francis Fitzgerald was instrumental in saving Justice Minister Helen McEntee from demotion. The tone of the lead editorial in that paper is relatively benign in its assessment of the incoming Taoiseach's stated desire to improve the lives of all. The writer calls out the level of negativity and cynicism which has dimmed the powers of Leinster House in recent years. In its editorial, the Irish Examiner also provides an upbeat review of what it describes as yesterday's display of political theatre, contrasting it to the dystopian scenes which accompanied the handover of power in the US when Donald Trump lost power. The lead editorial in the Irish Times, however, is notable in its unflattering perspective on the new Taoiseach. What does Simon Harris stand for, the editorial writer wonders. His performance since he became leader has done little to answer the question. The callow banalities in which he indulged in his Ordesh speech may have elicited whoops from the party faithful, but did little to suggest that here was a politician of substance. Elsewhere this morning, the Times leads with details of the government's decision to formally recognise the state of Palestine. Threats issued by Islamic State terrorists targeting Champions League football stadiums generate the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And the Irish Daily Star reports on a court case in which Carlow man Raymond Dunn was given a 4-month suspended sentence for harassing a woman in June 2022. The 54-year-old builder had placed a tracking device on his victim's car. The Irish News leads today with details which emerged during the inquest into the detail of Fergal McCusker in Derry in January 1998 about how Chris Heaton Harris wrote to PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher questioning his handling of a previous inquest into the death of another man killed during the Troubles. Former Director of Public Prosecutions, Barra McGrory, who is acting for the McCusker family, accused the Secretary of State of an unprecedented political intervention. And finally, for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on secret talks which took place last summer in which the TUV proposed forming a pact with the DUP to create a temporary United Unionist Party for this year's Westminster election. The proposal was, however, rejected by the DUP.